After 40 years of doing this work, I still regularly hear myself saying, "That's unbelievable," when patients tell me about their childhoods. They often are as incredulous as I am. How could parents inflict such torture and terror on their own child? Part of them continues to insist that they must have made the experience up, or that they are exaggerating. All of them are ashamed about what happened to them, and they blame themselves. On some level, they firmly believe that these terrible things were done to them because they are terrible people. Marilyn now began to explore how the powerless child had learned to shut down and comply with whatever was asked of her. She had done so by making herself disappear. The moment she heard her father's footsteps in the corridor outside her bedroom, she would put her head in the clouds. Another patient of mine who had a similar experience made a drawing that depicts how that process works. When her father started to touch her, she made herself disappear. She floated up to the ceiling, looking down on some other little girl in the bed. She was glad that it was not really her. It was some other girl who was being molested. Looking at these heads separated from their bodies by an impenetrable fog really opened my eyes to the experience of dissociation, which is so common among incest victims. Marilyn herself later realized that, as an adult, she had continued to float up to the ceiling when she found herself in a sexual situation. In the period when she'd been more sexually active, a partner would occasionally tell her how amazing she'd been in bed, that he'd barely recognized her, that she'd even talked differently. Usually, she did not remember what had happened, but at other times, she'd become angry and aggressive. She had no sense of who she really was sexually, so she gradually withdrew from dating altogether. Until Michael. Hating your home. Children have no choice who their parents are, nor can they understand that parents may simply be too depressed, enraged, or spaced out to be there for them, or that their parents' behavior may have little to do with them. Children have no choice but to organize themselves to survive within the families they have. Unlike adults, they have no other authorities to turn to for help. Their parents are the authorities. They cannot rent an apartment or move in with someone else. Their very survival hinges on their caregivers. Children sense, even if they aren't explicitly threatened, that if they talked about their beatings or molestation to teachers, they would be punished. Instead, they focus their energy on not thinking about what has happened and not feeling the residues of fear and panic in their bodies. Because they cannot tolerate knowing what they have experienced, they also cannot understand that their anger, terror, or collapse has anything to do with that experience. They don't talk. They act and deal with their feelings by being enraged, shut down, compliant, or defiant.